existed. The Ha'aza, some other issue with the Migo, or Pumfaker, the Migo is there, loud and strong, it's calling in, but Mitoch Sheni Yochel Shava Meshalem overrides the Migo. And that would depend also on the nature of Mitoch, that's the second issue we discussed. However, the Gemara over here, and the third issue that we really didn't discuss, but you saw in the Rashbam, is one of Psak. I mean, our sugya seems to take Mitoch Sheni Yochel Shava Meshalem as a Das Kulam. We saw in the sugya Adaf Mem Zayin that we have Rav and Shmuel who hold Potter. We saw there's a Tana, Rav Meir who holds Yachloku. So Tosus over here deals with Yachloku, that perhaps that is not going against Mitoch, it's just more of a Knas. And in terms of Rav Shmuel, the Rashbam over here on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis points out that it could be a local issue in terms of the specific situation of Yorshim and Hayorshim. In Yorshim and Hayorshim, where you sort of have a standoff, you have a double mitoch. You have mitoch she'enoch l'shava meshalem on the part of the nitva, and then you have a mitoch she'enoch l'shavam on the part of the toveya that we have over here, a shema, no one really knows what's going on. Maybe dafka over there, that's where Rabbi Shmuel holds that the din of mitoch is kain. Is in a situation where we only have one mitoch. When you have a double mitoch in that situation, then we say potter. Those are basically shvuas in yonim. The bottom line is we paskin. You know, it's mitoch she'enoch l'shava meshalem. That's the psak of all of the rishonim. That's the psak over here of the Rashbam, psak of the Rambam, psak of the Shulchan Aruch. We paskin dinam mitoch she'enoch l'shava meshalem. However, we pointed out is that the Gemara brings in mitoch within the context of nasla dervaba. In that context, we really haven't seen. So that's what I would like to go through with you today. What is the context of mitoch she'enoch l'shava meshalem? What are the other options? We have the case, it's clear. Aisi chatzada demechtav chatfa minei. Amar lei in chatfei vididi chatfei. Amar rabbi ami hechi nidayine dayna. So here you saw in the Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, the Rashbam sort of gives an introduction that had we had three other scenarios, things would have been relatively clear. Had we had a situation of two Edim that this individual was Chotef, what would have been the Halacha? Mishalim, he holds it's his. No, the Edim say that he took it. He doesn't disagree that he took it. He took his own object. That we combine. We have a rule called, we have a chazaka, and we have two Edim that this object, which we have the chazaka, was taken. So when you add one and one, it means we have two Edim on a gzeva. We have two Edim on a gzeva. So he claims he wasn't a gazlan. We have two Edim that he was a gazlan. Okay, that's two against zero. Two Edim against the Taina, so he would pay. That would be if we had two Edim. If we had one Ed that said that he took it, and he would claim, I didn't take it, what would be the halacha? He would say, Lo chatafti. We'd have a Shvua d'oraisa. That's the Shvua Seidechad. When you're Makrish Seidechad, then you're Chayev a Shvua. So had we had two Edim that he was Koteif, we would have a Rechi of Mama. If we had one Edim, he was Chotef, and he was Makrish, we would have had a Chi of Shvua. If we would have had no Edim, and simply it's word against word, someone says, Chatafta, and he says, yeah, Chatafti, but didi Chatafti, what would be the halacha in that situation? He'd be Ne'eman. Why would his Taina be better than another Taina? Because if he wanted to lie, he would have had a better lie. He could have said, Lo Chatafti. If we have a Kofar HaKol, so then there would have been nothing. He would have been potter. So here he has a migo to claim that he never took it. So he's believed to say that he took it and he took it. So we have these three psakim. We have a psak of chayev mamon, a psak of chayev shvua, and a psak of potter. Right? Had we had any of those three scenarios. Problem is that we have a fourth scenario. We have on one hand eid echad, and we have on the other hand that he's moda, that didi chatfei. That is the problem. Gishalem. Lekas trei sahadei. In other words, to say that he should pay in this situation, what's missing? The second aid. So the second aid is missing. He has a migo of saying, lo chatafti, so there's no reason for him to pay. Miftarei Ikachat Sahada, that we have one aid, and what does this one aid do? Doesn't he have a Migo? So, right, this is what we saw, the Rashbam over here says, no, Hura Koach Amigo. It's like what we saw in Tosfos. Maybe Amigo the Ha'aza, that he wouldn't want to go against the aid. So we don't have the option over here of Lishlim. We don't have the option over here of Lifterei. And then we come to the crux of the Sugya. So the Gemara then asks, Lishtaba, so let him take a Shvu. We have one aid. Ho'amar Mechtaf Chatva, the cave on the Amar the Chatva, Havilei ke Gazlan. How does the Rashbam, the Rif, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Rashba, how do all of them learn this statement in the Gemara? Why can the Chotef not be Nishba? When the Gemara over here says, Kevan de Amar de Chotfa, Havilei ke Gazlan, what does that mean?
Just like a Gazlan can't swear because he's here, he can't swear for a different reason, meaning that he didn't say against it.
Right, in other words, we're dealing over here with the Gemara, unusually, is speaking with in a metaphor, in a simile. There's no gazlanus over here. In other words, he's saying, Didei Chatzpe, and there are no two edim that he took it. We're not dealing over here with a psul gavra, but rather, we have over here a separate issue, that just like a gazlan can't take a shvua, in parentheses, because he's chashud, over here, this person can't take the Shvuah because he's not Makdush the Eid. Namely, the Gemara is making an assumption, or all the Rishonim to a certain degree are making an assumption, that a Shvuah's Eid Echad has to be a Shvuah that goes head on head against the Eid. The Shvuah's Eid Echad is basically to knock off the Eid. My Shvuah is going to knock off the Eid. Right? He said that I'm swearing I didn't take. But if I'm not going to knock off the Eid, if I'm going to agree with the Eid, then there's no Shvuah midoraisa. The Shvuah is meaningless. In other words, the aid is still there. I haven't done anything. You haven't accomplished anything. Chazal never, or the Torah was never metakin a Shvuah in such a framework. That's the way everyone learns, except I want to read to you a language of the Tosfos. I'm sorry I would have sent you to this previously, had I seen it previously, but last night I saw a Tosfos in Shvuas. And Amadeus on these words. Right? This story of Naschal Rav Abba is brought a number of places in Shas. One of them is Shvuas Lamadeus Amadeus. Havilei kegazlan, said Shvuas, says Tosfos, Mishum dechol dovar machzikin le becheskas misha haya biyado, v'im hayu shnei edim lo haya me'eman le'memar didi chatvei, hashta nami kevon demode, havilei kegazlan. I'll read it again. Havilei kegazlan. Now again, don't forget, all the Rishonim, to the best of our knowledge, learned the way that Yaakov just said, that Havilei kegazlan is a metaphor. It means, just as a gazlan is possible, so also over here this person is possible for a totally different reason, because he's not makdush to eight. Listen to Tosfos. Havilei kegazlan, mishum dekol davar machzikin lebecheskas mishahaya biyado. We have the rule that Binyamin mentioned, kol ma shetachas yad adam, hareze shalom. And therefore, im hayu shnei edim, lo haya mehemen lomar didi chatvei. Hashta nami kevan demode havilei kegazlan. What does it appear from Tosfos? That what is the Gemara over here saying, havilei kegazlan?
Kipshuto.
That he is chashud, havilei kegazlan. He can't swear. We have two tracks, it appears. If we have two edim against this person, then havilei kegazlan, havilei gazlan, or havilei kegazlan, also kegazlan, because it's based on a chazaka, kol ma shetachas yad adam ha'areiz shelo. If we have two in him against him, he has to pay, because havilei kegazlan. If he is mode, that he was chotef an object, and we have a chazaka, kol ma shetachas yad adam ha'areiz shelo, havilei kegazlan. What's the problem with that? What's the problem with saying that on his basis of his hoda'a, he's going to be knocked off from the possibility of taking a shvua? We have a principle in all of Shas, Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha, that a person is not Ne'eman to self-incriminate, right? I don't say, not self-incriminate himself, right? The person is not Ne'eman to incriminate himself, right? A person is not Ne'eman to self-incriminate. That is, not mistaken, Rabbi Lam has his name in the annals of the Supreme Court, because there was a case called Miranda versus whoever, and it was a person who was Moda during the interrogation, and it got up to the Supreme Court whether whether they can be marshia him based on his hoda'ah. And Rabbi Lam said that the Jewish perspective is ein other mesim atzmo Russia. No, ein other mesim atzmo Russia. How can we say havele kegazlan? So clearly, this is not what Tosus meant. But what did he mean? What did he mean to say that hashtanami kevon the moda havele kegazlan? So here, the Ravon fits in very, very nicely. The Ravon is one of the earlier of the Balei of the Tkufa of Balei HaTosfos, in other words, post Rashi, pre Tosfos. So the Ravon clearly knew the way that what Bednarsh calls the Red, the way that people generally learn the Gemara. But he felt that there's another way of learning the Gemara over here, because the Gemara uses the phrase Haveli Kegazlan. So what he says is, as you saw, Kevon do amar chatvei v'chatvei gazronus kidichsiv v'yigzol esachonis miyad ha-mitzri havele kegazlon de kevon de kiem divrei ha-eid do amar chatvei posal atzmo eitzel shvua zel she'eno yochol ishava dididei chatvei v'lo gazlon gomar hu li posal eitzel kol shvua do amar didi chatvei avel shvua zel posal Kevon de Iko Eid Echod, Vahu Modelo, Have Kishne Eidim Al Khatifa Zo, Veino Nishba Aleha. Veino Nishba Aleha. Okay, so what over here is the understanding of Eino Namesim Asma Russia according to the Ravon? Where is the Ravon moving in the world of Eino Namesim Asma Russia? Yes?
By himself.
Right, that were he to be by himself, then he would not be able to be Mashiach himself. But if we have an Eid Echad, and he is backing up the testimony of the Eid Echad, he is agreeing with the Eid Echad, then we have a Havile Kigazla. Then he is posel himself in terms of this particular Shvua. It's not enough to turn him into a posel Leidus, because we can't combine an Eid and a Baldavar to make someone pasul le'edus, but it is enough to make him pasul le'osodavar, to make him pasul for this particular shvua. And that's what we... So the principle of Eino Namesim Masma Russia has to be somewhat re-understood according to the Ravon. Classically, what is the makar of Eino Namesim Masma Russia? Why do we say Eino Namesim Masma Russia? Yes? That's what Rashi says. Rashi in Ksuvus and Daf Yud Ches and Medves points out that we have a principle that Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo, a Karov is possible for a Shua, and for Eidus, and therefore Eino Namesim Asma Russia, because he's a Karov, he's Pasul Eidus. Could the Ravon agree with Rashi? Would that make sense for the Ravon to agree with Rashi? No, no. I mean, that according to the Ravon, this person does have a degree of Ne'emanus. We say that he Eino Namesim Asma Russia means that we don't believe him to be Marshia himself alone, but along with someone else, there he can make himself into a Rasha, he can passel himself le'edus. That we have over here a different understanding of Eino Namesim Atzmo Rasha. So that is what the direction of the Ravon. But the Ravon really has two parts to what he's saying. That's one part of the Ravon. according to the Ravon, had we not had over here a psul gavra, had we not had over here havrei kegazlan, what would have been the halacha? Again, we have an aid that says that you weren't chotev. I'm sorry, we have an aid that says that you were chotev. He comes along and says, yes, I was chotev, but didi chatve. Had we not had the principle that we just said, that keva damar chatve, and the aid says chatve, so we put one and one together, and havere kegazlan, had we not had that, what would have been the halacha? He would be named with the shvua. What shvua would have been nishva? He would have had to be nishba didi chatve. Is that, in other words, namely that which all the Rishonim said is lo yitachem, that the whole concept of shvuas eid echad is lahakdush es ha'ed. Over here, the Ravon says yitachem v'yitachem, that the Torah doesn't say that you have to be nishba to be makdush the eid. It's not a question of getting rid of the eid. Why are you nishba? According to the Ravon, what's the purpose of Shvua Seid Echad? If it's not going to be makush the aid, it's not going to be to take off the aid, so then what is your Shvua going to accomplish if the aid is still going to be in the picture?
You're
going to
prove yourself.
You're nishba to give ne'emonos to your own taina. That the Shvua over here is giving ne'emonos to you, whatever you are towing. If you're towing didi chatve, so your shvuah is going to give ne'emanus to the world of didi chatve. If we go back to Tosfos over here, on daf lamed dalet amud aleph, the shita of the Ravan lechora appears to be already found in Tosfos. This is what we tried to bring up last time, pushed it off. Have mechuyo shvuah ve'neyochol ishava shehari moda v'yimtomar lehemne b'shvuah b'may do'amar didi chatve. What did Tosfos ask? Tosfos said that the Migo should give us a ne'emonos b'shvua b'may do'amar didi chatve. What would he have sworn according to Tosfos? What does it mean nehemne b'shvua b'may do'amar didi chatve? Gechora, Tosfos over here is like the Rashbam, that there is a possibility. Again, we saw Tosfos in Shvuas on daf lamed beis and days, like the Ravon. Over here also Tosfos appears to be like the Ravon, that we would have a shvua of didi chatve. And Tosfos brings a raya, and the Ravon brings the same raya from the Gemara and Daf Ayin Abed Aleph. What's the case over there? Someone is mafkid etzel chaveiro. So they say he's ne'eman lomar hechzarti lecha bishvua migo di boyomar ne'ensu dehave ne'eman bishvua. We have a shvua sashomer min haTorah. Shvua sashomer min haTorah is if the shomer is towing ne'ensu, he's nishba ne'ensu. Do we have a shvuah of hechzarti? Is it such a shvuah as hashomer, but to say midorait, to say hechzarti? So what is the Gemara saying over there? Hamach eitzu chavera b'shtar, ne'eman lomar hechzarti v'lecha b'shvuah, migo di bayamar ne'ensu davi ne'eman b'shvuah. What shvuah would he have taken? What shvua would he have taken? What's the Gemara they're talking about? What would he have said? What he didn't tell? He says he returned it. He's believed that he returned it with a migo that he could have said ne'ensu. Had he said ne'ensu, it would have been nishba. So now that he says he returns these nishba, what's he nishba? Hechzarti. That's pashas of the sugi over there. That he's nishba hechzarti. We don't have a shvuah midoraisa called hechzarti. We do have a shvuah. Namely, we have three places that you're nishba. You're nishba in modeh miktsas, you're nishba in shvuas hashomrim, and you're nishba in eid echad. What are you nishba? As opposed to the classic understanding, that you're nishba l'hakadosh es ha'eid, or you're nishba the nensu, according to Tosfos and the Ravon, you're nishba to be ma'amet, to give ne'emana to whatever you're being towing. If you're towing didi chatve, you're nishba didi chatve. If you're nishba hechzarti, you're nishba hechzarti. That, l'chora, is what Tosfos is saying. This is a machlokes achronim. There's a machlokes achronim between the shach and the sma in siman resh tzadivav. Clearly, the sugi over there says he nishban hechzarti, as Yaakov pointed out. The question is this shvuah drabanan? Because it's not one of the three shvuahs d'oraisa. In the world of shomrim, we only have a shvuah as to what happened to the chepetz. Was it ne'enas? Was it nignav? Was it ne'evad? Those are the shvuahs that we have midoraisa. Hechzarti is not a shvuah midoraisa. So the sma over there says it's a shvuah midrabanan. But the shach over there says, what are you talking about? That it's a shvuah d'oraisa. What's a shvuah d'oraisa? This is a shvuah d'ravan. I'm nishba that what I said is true. I'm nishba that what I said is true. If I said hechzarti, I'm nishba that hechzarti is true. If that can be a shvuah sashomer midoraisa, then there's no problem of saying that to be nishba, didi chatfei, can be a shvuah eid echad midoraisa. So we have over here very, very basic machlokes achronim. We have over here very basic machlokes rishonim on 2 points that are taloi habaha. Point number one is, what does ein adam meisim atzma rasha mean? According to most rishonim, it means that a person has no ne'emanus to speak about himself in the realm of rishus at all. Ein adam meisim atzma rasha. He's a karov. He's pasul le'edus. According to the Ravan, he can't make himself a Rasha independently on his own. But if he's going to back up an Eid Echad, then he's Ne'eman, and then Bemet Havelei Kegazlan. Is there a sugya that backs up the Ravan in that respect, in terms of Ein Adam Meisim Asma Rasha? Right, the sugya that goes into Ribis and Hu Hadin in terms of Ploni Ravani, that over there the Gemara speaks about Pagin and Dibura. The moment the Gemara raises the possibility about Pagin and Dibura, it implies that there is a degree of Ne'emanus. He's not a Karov, only a Karov. That's the, you know, so the Ravon brings in that Gemara. You see that there basically is Ne'emanus. He's not Ne'eman on his own to be Marshia himself, but he basically has Ne'emanus in what he's saying. What he's saying is meaningful in the world to the Bezdin. So over here, that's one machlokes between the Ravon and the world. The second machlokes between the Ravon and the world is, what is the nature of Shvuah Doraisa? Is the nature of Shvuah Doraisa to be makrish that which was claimed? When it was claimed that you were Poshea. No, I wasn't Poshea. In other words, it was Ne'enas. It was claimed that you borrowed 100. No, I didn't borrow 100, I only borrowed 50. It was claimed that that you did my sex. I didn't do my sex. I'm maklish the aid. That's the classic way of understanding that we have over here, a shvua to knock off the raglayim ladavar avodah b'miktsas, knock off the lahafis daito shabal habayis in the world of shomrim, to knock off the birur of eid echad. No, there's another understanding of shvua d'oraisa, and that is to give ne'emanus to this individual. We're going to give ne'emanus to the shomer when he claims hechzarti. We'll believe him hechzarti, even though in that case the mafkid has a shtar. We're going to believe him that hechzarti. Modeh b'miktsas, we're going to believe him that he paid back that which he borrowed. In eid echad, we're going to believe him if he's towing didi chatfei. Okay, so that over here is what the Ravon points out. Again, there are Rishonim who leave out the words Havelei Kegazlan from their Girsa in the Gemara. That certainly, you know, would solve the problem. But if you have those words, so either you have to understand it like all the Rishonim as a metaphor, or what we have over here is Havelei Kegazlan as a halacha, and then that brings in the possibility that had it not been Havelei Kegazlan, we would have had a Shvua. So there we have the, in other words, on the first issue we have the Ravon and Tosos in Shvuas, that Havelei Kegazlan we take literally. On the second issue of being nishba didi chatfei lechora, that's Tosas by us over here. Lehem ne b'shvua v'may da'amar didi chatfei. Lechora, that's pshat of what Tosas is saying. What other shvua would he have taken? A shvua to say lo chatfei when he's towing didi chatfei? How could he possibly be nishba such a shvua? So we have the ability that because of the migo of transferring the shvua to what he's actually saying. Okay, that's point number two. Point number three is that we have over here the world of Nascha Darvaba is brought in over here to try and explain a situation that we haven't yet dealt with. Going back to Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, Ha'huda Amarei L'Chavrei Mai Bois Bahayara, Amarei Minoch Sav Nis V'Achalte Shnei Chazaka, Aisi Chad Sahada Da'ochla Tros Shadi. Savar Rabbonan Kameida Abaye, Hainu Nascha. But this is the case of Nascha de Rabbi Abba. Now, what over here is the Havamina of the Gemara? What over here is the Havamina of the Gemara that we were going to compare this to the world of Nascha de Rabbi Abba? Yes?
So comparison is the bottom line. We have 1A, and sometimes how do we view this 1A? That it seems that the comparison that they're making is that you have 1A that says you ate a field which was not yours. And so too in Asparayava, there's an A that says that you took something that wasn't yours.
Okay, just take it one step back. The Rashbam and Tosfos both point out over here that in terms of the Karka, there's no issue. In other words, the karka certainly goes back to the Morei Kama, because the machzik doesn't have two edim that he was there for shnei chazaka. The question is over here in terms of the peiros. Does the machzik have to pay the peiros of the field? That we have one aid that says he ate peiros, and he said, sure I ate peiros, I ate my peiros. Hainu nascha de Rabbi Abba. Sure I took the object, it was my object. And then, because in Nascha de Rav Abba we paskin mitoch sheni yochol ishava mishalem, over here also we'll paskin mitoch sheni yochol ishava mishalem. Again, either according to most Rishonim, because he's not makrish the aid, according to the Ravon, because the moment that he says that he agrees that he ate the peros, and he doesn't have a chazaka that this peros belongs to him, so he's in moda that chotav, he's moda that he did an act that appears on the surface to be an act of gzela. So we have over here what appears to be a very, very clear comparison between the two. Is that comparison so clear? Is that comparison so clear? In other words, in each case, we have a situation where we have an eid echad that this person did an act of gzela. In each case, he agrees he did the act, but he says it wasn't gzela, it was mine. That which in Nascha de Rav Abba, that which I took, was mine. In the peros that I ate in the case of 3 years were my peros. Is it so clear that this really is a valid comparison? Yes?
Well, the Rashbam points out that the aid in our real case is coming to help you. If there's another one, you'd be zilchet to the karka, and in this case, reality is actually chayav both.
We'll start off. In other words, why the aid is coming is a very, you know, is you're correct that Abai is going to use that language. But let's start off. What is the psak in Nascha de Rabbi Abba? What is the psak? Mitoch she'nachol l'shava meshalem. What is mitoch she'nachol l'shava meshalem based on? What does it mean? Mitoch she'nachol l'shava meshalem. It depends. If we learn, like the Re in our Tosos, that it's a Svara, what does it mean? That we view this aid as what?
You really have a Chiyuv Mamon and the aid is just a Ptur.
That this aid is really, we view him as though he had been two Aidim. If he would have been two Aidim, there would have been a Chiyuv Mamon without any way out. Because he's one aid, we have a Chiyuv Mamon with a way out. We have a Chiyuv Mamon with a way out. What would have been in the world of the 3 years had there been a second aid? He would have won. So how can you apply mitoch? How can you apply mitoch shenechol lishava meshalem to say that he should pay the peiros? The whole principle of mitoch is based on the fact that we view one aid like two aidim. So in the world of the chatfa of Nascha de Rav Abba, viewing one aid like two aidim, that's mitoch shenechol lishava meshalem. However, in the world of the Shnei Chazaka, viewing one aid like two aidim is a reason to pater him, not a reason to melchayev him. That's l'chora what Abaye is responding. Amalei Abaye, midame. Hosam sahadei lu'u'ure ko'asi. Ki asa achrina bahade, which according to the Ri is the understanding of mitoch she'enochel v'shavim mishalem, that we view the one aid as though it's two aidim, mafkina leiminei. So we couldn't apply over here the world of mitoch. L'chora, that's a very, very powerful argument. What over here was the hav amina of the Gemara? The Rabbeinu Yonah in his Aliyos Rabbeinu Yonah asked, what's the hav amina of the Gemara? How did the Gemara think of comparing these two cases? Isn't it over here obvious that there's a tremendous distinction, that the whole din of mitoch is based on a svara that we view one aid like two aidim, and the shvua is only coming to remove the chiyuv, but if there's no shvua, then the chiyuv is there, because one aid has the power of bir of two aidim. No, what do you say could be the havamina, before we see what Ben Yonah says havamina? What could be the havamina of the Gemara? It could very well be the other understanding of mitoch, that we saw a machlokas in terms of what is mitoch. Is mitoch a gzeres hakasuv? Is mitoch a svara? If mitoch is a gzeres hakasuv, so then it has nothing to do with one aid, two aidim, etc. We have a gzeres hakasuv, that if you can't take the shvua which is on you, either because you're not being makrish the aid like most Rishonim, or because havarei kegazlan according to the Rabban, if you're not taking the shvua, we have a gzeres hakasuv, a shvua sashem tiyeh bein shnehem, that we create a chiyuv mamon. So we created the chiyuv mamon. My nafkamina. Whether the one aid was coming in your favor, was coming against you, etc. That could have been, in other words, we could learn the Gemara as a hava min and a maskana, that everyone agrees that we have a din of mitoch. The question is, if mitoch is a svara, then the comparison doesn't get off the ground. That's the maskana. If mitoch is a gzeres hakasuv, then it's a very, very powerful hava mina. Rabbi Leon doesn't say that, at least I tried to fit it into his words. But, you know, to be intellectually honest with you, he doesn't say that. He gives a different svara for the Havamina, which is something that he's 100% correct. Whenever you have a question in the Gemara, think back about what we've been learning. We've been learning Baba Basra for half a year. Are there any svaras that maybe we could bring in over here to explain the Havamina? What's the status of the Karka? It certainly goes back to the Marikama. No question. The whole question over here is in terms of the Peros. Now, what's the relationship between Karaka and Peros? Kevan the Odi, right? That's a package deal. In other words, according to Abaye Varava, what do you mean that party A is going to get the Karaka and party B is going to get the Peros? There is no logic in that. Whoever owns the land, he has the right to eat the Peros. So the Halamin of the Gemara over here was that once the Karaka is going, so then if we have a question in terms of the Peros, the Peros should go as well.
That the
lack of two Eidim is supporting the Marikama. We didn't call the Eid Echad supporting the Marikama. The lack of two Eidim is supporting the Marikama. Once the Marikama is being supported, the problem of it, that's where Rabbeinu Yonah, the problem is, what does that have to do with Mitoch She'enoch L'Shavim Mishalem? Namely, simply to say that the Halacha is, he should pay the Peros, that the Peros are Nigrori after the Karka. That, you know, words the Gemara could have said. The Gemara didn't say it. The Gemara said, "Hainu naschad Rabbi Abba." What over here would be the relationship? So, if I'm not mistaken, one way of understanding, perhaps. No, anyone have a suggestion? Again, in terms of things we already said, we're not going to say anything new. L'chora, in terms of the Peros, this person theoretically has a Migo. He has a Migo to say, Lo Achalti. He has a Migo to say, Lo Achalti Peros. In Nastad Rabbi Abba, we asked, he had a Migo to say, Lo Chatfei. And then we have a question, what do you do when you have a Migo versus an Eid Echad? What do you do when you have a Migo against an Eid Echad? So over here, it could be just like in Nastad Rabbi Abba, we say that the Eid Echad overrides the Migo. So also in the case of the Achilas Peros, the Eid Echad will override the Migo. And with that, the whole beginning of Tosafot over here, have a Mechuyav Shvua, that either the Migo is neutralized, or Mitoch She'enoch L'Shavim Mishalem overrides the Migo. One of those two options would be available there. Now we're not comparing it on the level of the mitoch. We're comparing it on the level that what was the havin of the Gemara that he should keep the peros if he lost the land. So don't the peros go along with the land? But he always has a migo. He never ate peros. So over here, you know, just like in Nasar Rabbi Abba, we take that migo off the table because of the Eid Echad. So also over here, we take the migo off of the table because of the Eid Echad. Then Abaye says, but just a minute, forget about the migo. We're dealing over here with the basic din of mitoch. The basic din of mitoch only applies to the world of when you add another aid, you're going to get to a chiyuv. Here, when you add another aid, you're going to get to a ptur. So that's where Abaye comes in. What does the Gemara conclude? What is similar to the case of Nasra de Rabbi Abba? Ela idamya had Rabbi Abba lechad sahada letarte shane u leperi. Here we have an exact equation. Had there been two aidim on the peros, what would have been the halacha? He would have had to pay the peros of 2 years. We have one aid. So this is parallel to Nasra de Rabbi Abba. Had there been two aidim that he was choteif, he would have had to pay. So when we have one aid, then mitol sheni yachol lishava meshalem. Okay? And over here, and certainly when you have two aidim, there's nothing to speak about having amigo against. Certainly this would be parallel to the situation of Nasra de Rabbi Abba. Okay, so what we, just to summarize what we dealt with today, we tried to go beyond the din of mitoch sheni yachol lishava meshalem into the context of our sugya. The context of our sugya, we saw that hechid and dayane lehaidina, it appears that all the options are off the table. We have no option of payment, we have no option of ptur, and we have no option of shvuah. No option of payment is clear. No option of ptur is also clear. No option of shvuah, why is an option of shvuah? Why can't he be nishba didi? So according to most Rishonim, this is the rule. You have to be nishba to maklish the aid. You can't be nishba that you agree with the aid. You can't be nishba that chatfei, if the aid says chatfei. That's the whole meaning of the Gemara. According to the Ravan, no. According to the Ravan, we have over here that you could be nishba didi, that is a valid shvuah, just as in the Gemara in Daf Ayin, you nishba hechzarti, that the nature of a shvuah midorais is to give nemanos to your taina, and the reason you're not nishba over here is because havelei kegazla, that you're believed, you're in your hodah, that you are chotef. Chatifa is an act of gzela. I ain't on a mesem atzma rasha. That's not a rule that you're a karov and you have no nemonis. No, you have nemonis even on yourself. You can't make yourself into a rasha independently. That's a separate halacha. But if over here all you're doing is backing up the aid, that already gives you, takes away your nemonis in this area. You're chashid lo so davar. You're chashid on this mamon. And on, therefore you can't be nishba, and that's why Rabbi Abba has to come on to his din of mitoch. Why did the Gemara bring in this whole din of mitoch, which is a shuas sugya in the middle of Cheskas Sabbatim? Because we have the parallel case of Achle Gimel Shonim Be'ed Echad. Is that really a parallel case? So we pointed out that, you know, it depends from which perspective looking at it. From the perspective of Migo versus Eid Echad, we have a certain parallel. That was Havamin of the Gemara. From the perspective of Mitoch Shein Echad Lishav Meshalem, it depends if we're dealing with Xeris HaKosov or Svara. Xeris HaKosov, then we can see the parallelism. On the level of Svara, Eid is like two Eidim. If the two Eidim would be Machayev, then we have a din of mitoch. If two edim would be poter, why should we have a din of mitoch? If you're looking for a case which is similar to mitoch, it would be one aid on 2 years. Okay? Beseder. Yisrael Hadron Alach. Now is the time to do Chazara from the beginning of the Perek. Yisrael Hashem, you asked for 2 weeks for Chazara, so the Rosh Chodesh Shvat on Sunday will have a written Chazara. Again, if anyone wants to wants an oral bechina, they should just speak to me in advance. And what I'd like to do, you know, is while you're chazering, if it's okay, is if I can come and speak to each of you individually, just to find out how you're doing. So just to tell you, if I'm calling you over, it's not because you did something wrong. Okay? Simply, I just want to see, you know, how the year is going. What perhaps we can. We can make better in terms of the continuity of the year. And when we begin, we'll begin with the sugya on daf lamed aleph beis hu arba, the world of Koldal and Gvar that we sort of touched on in a little sense, and then we'll move over into the world of Yachloku. In other words, the various options of what to do when we have mamana muta b'safek. We've learned tamotzi mechavel avaraya. but we haven't yet seen all the other options. Yehi Munach, Kol Balim Gvar, and Yacholku. So that's where we're heading for in terms of the continuity of the next blot and a half. Said Bahatzlacha in your chazara.